Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Come on. She had a Clinton Foundation accepting contributions from foreign governments.
You are Donald Trump's apprentice. Let me talk about this.
Senator, I think I'm still on my time.
Well, I think isn't this a discussion?
This is our open discussion.
Senator, let's talk about this.
Well,
let me interrupt you and finish my sentence.
Well, you get some sense of how it was going at times last night. A lot of interrupting going on there during the vice presidential debate. What did former Governor Jim Gilmore think about it? Well, interestingly enough, he's on the line right now to give us his assessment. Jim Gilmore, former Virginia governor and head of the Virginia Get Out the Vote effort for the Trump campaign. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, how did you feel it went last night?
Well, I was there. I was actually in the hall at the time of the debate. And I mean, it's pretty clear that Governor Pence won the debate. He was calm. He was much more relaxed in terms of the way that he addressed things, but you know, mostly I think that Senator Kaine lost the debate. I think that just simply shouting down his opponent, not just interrupting, but actually literally talking over and shouting down. Not only is it no way to do things, but it was trying to cover up the fact that Kaine has no case for the United States, and so he had to shout his way through.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you the way.
Were you trying to show the example?
Yeah, no, but what I wanted to get to is, weren't you surprised by that? I mean, Kaine, it didn't seem like he was himself last night.
Well, again, I think that maybe we saw the real Senator Kaine last night, but none of that really matters. It's not all style points, after all. It's really the fact that what he was trying to cover up was the fact that on the economy, they have no case. They've been growing slow now for 8 years. They've put no action or plans in place to grow the economy any better. The economy's got to grow with about 3.5-4%. It doesn't. As a result of that, people are very insecure about their jobs. People are uncomfortable about their futures. And on the immigration issue, this is a thorny issue to be sure. But Senator Kaine has no case. All he really just says is, look, we're just going to let everybody in the world in. There's going to be no enforcement of the law anywhere in the world. That's just no kind of approach. That's really what they're saying. And on national security, everybody in your listening area around Washington and Maryland and Virginia know how dangerous this really has become as a result of the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama approach to foreign policy. They have no case. So as a result of that, frankly, he just had to shout Pence down, and everybody saw it and everybody knows it.
Governor Gilmore, I'm already starting to pick up on the media spin here because it's impossible to suggest anything other than what you've laid out, which is not only did Mike Pence win the debate on the issues, but Tim Kaine lost the debate on his bizarre behavior and mannerisms and style. But they're starting to say, but really it doesn't matter. It's just the vice presidential debate. In the long run, you know, this may be a one-day story, but it doesn't help. Well, yeah, listen, you're working on behalf of the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What does the Trump campaign need to do after this debate, because this is a positive story for the Trump campaign, this is going to be a good news cycle here for at least a couple of hours. What do they need to do to show the voters what this means with regard to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on the top of the ticket?
Well, they're not going to be able to shout down everybody the rest of the way. They're going to have to actually, the opposition, the Democrats, are going to have to address the real mess that things are in as a result of the last 8 years. And the fact that Hillary Clinton is clear that she just wants to keep doing things the exact same way. So if you're insecure about your job, if you're unhappy about the fact your wages are not going up, if you're unhappy about that, you can't vote for Clinton Kaine. If you're just uncomfortable that we live in a society with no answer to the immigration issue, you can't vote for Clinton and Kaine. And if you're really concerned, as I am, and I've spent most of my life thinking about these foreign policy issues and working on them, as you know, as chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism, if you're concerned about these issues, you can't vote for Clinton and Kaine. So, you know, what do we have to do? It seems to me that, Trump-Pence simply have to get out there and really talk about what they believe are the right direction for the country. And I think people will respond to it favorably. There's already begun to be a shift in Virginia. Let's hope that continues on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next debates that are coming up and what Donald Trump might learn from watching the performance of his running mate.
Well, Pence was calm. After a while, he had to get in there and at least try to assert himself so that he could say something, because every time that he tried to answer, he had to fight both the commentator and he had to fight Senator Kaine. By the way, it's just ridiculous the way we handle these commentators. We just got to stop this. This, you know, two against one type of thing that's been going on. But never mind that.
Yeah, I'm with
you.
The main thing is
that the Trump just needs to get out there and show that he's presidential, that he can be the president. And I think that Pence has set the stage for him.
Can I ask you, a lot of people are trying to take a look at these two candidates here, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, that is, and extrapolate what this means about a future Clinton or Trump administration. I mean, let's face it, these two guys represent the very first executive decision a future President Clinton or Trump would make. What does this tell you, Governor Gilmore, about the kind of cabinet they might assemble?
Well, I think it's exactly right. It's a very, very fine point. The very first decision that Hillary Clinton had to make, she picked the undistinguished senator from Virginia that, frankly, displayed himself in reality last night. But none of that mattered. What really matters is that if you're going to pick a cabinet that's going to actually begin to address the challenges that face the United States, we already see that Trump made the wiser decision first, right out of the gate, with a calm and experienced governor of the state of Indiana. And I think that it makes a big difference. But I think the main thing I've got to talk to you about is the challenges facing the people of the United States. If you think that it's time for a change, you can't vote for Clinton Kaine, because Kaine last night made it loud and clear. Not only are they going to keep on doing things the exact same way, slow economy, dangerous foreign policy, lawless society. You know, you want change away from that, you can't vote for Clinton and Kaine. That came very clear last night in the debate.
They're looking for four more years on steroids. Well said, Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. Always good to have you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.